This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Andrew Yeager. This is a sad day for our city. Those words from Birmingham Mayor William Bell reacting to the death of City Council President Maxine Parker. Parker died unexpectedly Tuesday, leaving colleagues in shock. But they also remember Parker as a quiet, fierce advocate for residents of her North Birmingham district. We talk about Parker now with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us most Thursdays and is here once again. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, Maxine Parker was president of the Collegeville Neighborhood Association. She was elected to the city council three times and recently became president of the council. But beyond her resume, you know, what was she like?
Well, she was a quiet sort of person and a passionate person. Now, she used to it used to kind of annoy me that she would abstain from so many votes to avoid showing her hand, but she was so passionate. She ended up being a council member who really looked out and fought for the health and safety interests of her district in a way that's almost unprecedented in this community in my time anyway. And for someone to kind of develop from that real quiet sort of role into someone who really made such a loud impact and stunningly really was elected a council president when nobody thought that that was going to happen. It's pretty amazing person.
Now, she'd only been president of the council for about a month or so. The fact that she won't be leading this council, how do you think that'll affect the dynamics of the personalities on there?
That's really going to be interesting to see. I mean, as you said, I mean, there's a lot of shock right now, and people are trying to kind of figure out where it goes. They'll have to have a new council member. They'll have to select a new president. And if you recall, I mean, it was difficult to find a president the first time, and she was the person who could step into that role and kind of end that divide. And we'll see if there's another one. But I mean, there are some factions right now that have to come together.
Parker pushed hard on issues of environmental cleanup of industrial sites. She also pushed for railroad overpasses in her district. What happens to those causes now that she's not there?
Well, I think they continue. I think they continue in her name. I think the most difficult part of what she did is raise awareness for those issues and make them relevant, fighting with the EPA on pollution issues and really talking about how isolated that district is. And I think that they can't stop now. I think they will proceed in her name.
Yeah, well, with that idea of isolation, I talked to a Collegeville resident this week who felt like her neighborhood's kind of in a forgotten corner of the city, and that with Maxine Parker no longer represented them, not sure how they'd fare. You know, how do you see that?
Well, she's absolutely right that is a forgotten and isolated sort of place. I mean, it's if you're not going there, you rarely go there, and if you're going in a hurry, you better watch out for trains and that sort of thing. But again, I think that I mean, certainly there'll have to be voices that step up and say we have to continue this, and I think we all have to be part of those voices. But I think they move forward because we know what's going on now.
What do you think Maxine Parker's legacy is?
I think that's exactly it. She cared about her community in an important and serious way, and she didn't allow herself to be distracted from that.
Well, Gardendale voters have given the go-ahead to a property tax increase, which will allow the city to split from the Jefferson County school system and form its own district. Now, John, just give us the quick summary. What's this move about?
Well, that depends on who you ask. Of course, the implication is that the Jefferson County school system, the big lumbering Jefferson County school system, is not providing good education. Of course, there was an ad that proponents of this put in a North Jefferson News recently that says, hey, do you want to be a center point in a Forestdale, or do you want to be a Vestavia Hills or Mountain Brook? And, you know, under the headline, you know, it's about far more than education. So I think what the people are trying to sell is prosperity. They're trying to sell prosperity through their schools, and it's not just about education.
Well, you describe it as a no-win deal. I mean, why is that?
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily a no-win deal in its entirety, but the problem is that you're if you look at for Jefferson County students, you're weakening the Jefferson County system. You're taking schools away from that, and you're creating a system that doesn't, that no longer has access to those things Jefferson County provides, which is the, you know, IB program, vocational schools, some AP classes, a lot of things that may or may not be necessarily available to those students in a new district. So I think you have a lot of promises that are difficult to fulfill, and you continue to weaken the county system.
Yeah, well, Gardendale joins a growing list of communities who either have broken off their school system or are in the process of doing it right now. We think of Alabaster and Pelham right now. Why do we seem to be so willing to break up?
Well, I mean, there's a firm belief by a lot of people, and in some cases rightly so, that the more local a school district is, the better it can be. It's often more expensive. Those local school systems that do it well certainly pay for it. And so I don't dismiss that at all. But there's also an element of exclusivity to it. A lot of people simply want to, you know, have the control to determine, you know, what is done in their schools. They want to control the funding. They want to control the tax money, and they want to control who goes there.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays in the Birmingham News or find it online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.